Marcy, Ekman, AutoZone, Tesla, Carrera. Two blocks from the DMV, the motor pool mascot swept the garage floor. She found two washers and a bolt and put them in the right containers on the tool bench. She almost never found anything small on the floor because AutoZone kept the shop organized and had trained Carrera and Tesla not to get sloppy. But neither of his assistants wanted to sweep. The motor pool crew called her Hey You. Carrera wanted to name her Hey Stupid, and Tesla thought Suck Me might be funny. But AutoZone disagreed. If we give her a joke name and she ever figures out we're making fun of her, she might leave. And she sweeps up better than either of you, or me. She answers to Hey You, so that's what we'll call her. AutoZone ran the motor pool. The decision was final. Hey You picked up a flathead screw and then got back down on her knees and pretended to feel for more in the shadow under a workbench where she used the screw to scratch off a line marking the 97th day she had been at the garage pretending to be stupid. Her real name was Marcy, although no one had called her that in 97 days, and 97 was a guess. She might have scratched the same day twice, and she was sure she'd missed it a few times. Ekman and his crew of 60 had worked for 4 years to keep the Boeing 787 Dreamliner from Singapore Airlines ready to fly, lacking only a pilot who knew the plane. The Dreamliner in the hangar was the only functional plane at LAX. The 28 planes still parked at the terminals would never fly again. The last planes to escape flew off over 3 years ago, and even if they had landed safely somewhere, there was no way to let anyone know. Or, as Ekman said, no reason. Then the Canadian showed up at the perimeter in uniform with airline identification. He hadn't sought verification at the DMV, but said he wanted to fly away. Ekman trusted that with enough time in the cockpit, the Canadian's skills would return, but he couldn't make sense of the cockpit no matter how many hours he sat in the pilot's seat, and finally Ekman gave up, forcing him to try. Ekman threw the Canadian off the hangar roof. With no pilot or